Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 23-year-old man has appeared in court today, charged in connection with a hit and run in Donegal over the weekend, in which a 9-year-old boy lost his life. A man has been hospitalised following an early morning attack in Letterkenny. IBEC has warned that businesses in the northwest are struggling with escalating operating costs. And long-awaited works have commenced to upgrade the Illies water treatment plant. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, a 23-year-old man has been given bail with stricter conditions, charged in connection with a hit and run in which a 9-year-old boy died in Donegal. It happened in Bundoran on Saturday night. Ben Finnegan reports.
Serge Kelly of Upper Mullaghmore in Sligo appeared before Carrick and Shannon District Court today, charged with three offences, which included being the driver of the vehicle involved with injuring the boy, failure to give assistance to the injured person, and failure to stop at the scene. Gardaí said the accused replied, saying he should have stopped but didn't when charged. Among the conditions imposed by the judge was surrender of his passport and to have no contact with any potential witness in the case. He's been remanded on bail to appear again on October 20th. 9-year-old Ronan Wilson, originally from Tyrone, was killed on Saturday at Atlantic Way in Bundoran. His body was taken to Sligo Hospital's mortuary.
Ronan's funeral will take place on Thursday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church at Donegal. Meanwhile, Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information in connection with the fatal crash in Bundoran. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says they are keen to secure any dashcam footage of the area.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision in Bundoran on Saturday the 23rd of September, shortly after 9:20pm. Now, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted after a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle on the Atlantic Way, Bundoran. The pedestrian was a boy aged 9 years old, and sadly he was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. Now, the vehicle involved in the collision failed to remain at the scene, but a man in his 20s has been arrested in connection with the incident and has been charged to appear in court this morning. So we're appealing to anyone with information once again. Anyone who may have witnessed the collision, any road users or indeed pedestrians who may have camera footage, including dash cam footage, anyone who was travelling in the area of the Atlantic Way Bundoran on Saturday evening between 8:45 and 9:45pm, and we'd ask them to make that footage available to us. They can contact Gardaí and Ballyshannon on 071 98 585 30.
That was Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson speaking earlier on the Community Garda slot. Well, Gardaí are also continuing to investigate a crash in Mobile on Friday morning, which claimed the life of a woman in her 50s. Mary Whitters Borland died after a lorry collided with a car at around 8 a.m. The lorry driver was taken to hospital for assessment. Sergeant Anderson is asking anyone with information to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
First appeal this morning is in relation to a fatal road traffic collision involving a lorry and a car that occurred on the R238 at Mobile in Donegal on the morning of Friday, the 22nd of September, at approximately 8 a.m. Now, the driver of the car was a female in her late 50s, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. A lorry driver, a male in his 50s, was removed to the hospital for assessment. So we're appealing to anyone who may have information in relation to the incident, particularly any road users who may have dash cam footage, anyone that was travelling on the Muff to Mobile Road at the time of the collision. We would ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540, or as always, people can contact the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
This year's cost of living package in the budget will be smaller than last year. The Public Expenditure Minister says he won't know the final figure until closer to October the 10th. It's a package which will be used to pay for things such as energy supports. Pascal Donoghue says falling inflation means a smaller allocation.
It has to be meaningful. It has to make a difference to those households that are facing such challenges due to inflation going up. But it can't be the same size as we were a year ago because inflation is lower for this year and lower again for next year as opposed to where it was in 2023.
A man has been hospitalised following an early morning attack in Letterkenny. The man was set upon at around 3:10 this morning in the Port Road area. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the Port Road area in the early hours of this morning and who has dashcam footage to contact them. Businesses in the northwest are struggling with escalating operating costs. That's according to IBEC after concerns were raised at a recent budget briefing meeting hosted by the organisation in Donegal Town. The need for more support from government with the rise of employer costs imposed by policies including the living wage and pensions auto-enrolment was highlighted. Helen Leahy, head of regional policy, says small and medium enterprises are going to find it difficult to absorb the additional overheads.
The message from businesses in Donegal at the meeting was that government must deliver a comprehensive support programme for companies that will struggle with the introduction of the living wage. The Low Pay Commission has recommended an increase to increase the national minimum wage by 12% or €1.40, which would bring it to €12.70 next January. IBEC recognises the government's decision to move to a living wage, but we want to see the transitionary period between now and 2026 to include measures that will help businesses, especially those small to medium enterprises that will find it hardest to absorb the significant extra cost.
If businesses can't stay open to sustain the livable wage, people aren't going to have jobs.
Yeah, and I think it's important to bear in mind as well, the move to living wage is not the only measure from government that will add to business costs. New legislation and pending legislation, for example, around statutory sick pay, auto-enrolment for pensions, as well as new and enhanced protective leave entitlements, all have a price tag. The living wage is coming, and businesses will do what is asked of them. But we must get the transition right. And like I said, it's essential that businesses are not forced into introducing reduced hours or layoffs or even closing altogether because of these cost pressures that are being placed upon them.
The Children's Minister has denied reneging on a promise to cut the cost of childcare by 25% in the budget. Last year, Roderick O'Gorman promised to halve the cost of childcare over the course of two budgets. However, speaking today, he refused to say if that was still his intention for this budget. Minister O'Gorman said there will be a reduction of some description.
What I am doing is looking to continue this very significant reductions that we've advanced so far, but recognise that there are other children with specific needs in the area of childcare and other parents who need to benefit from cost savings as well, and that's what I'm trying to achieve.
It comes as thousands of providers, staff and parents wore orange as they marched on the dole this afternoon calling for government intervention in the budget. The demonstration was organised by the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, which says 97 creches across the country have closed since March. A number of Donegal childcare providers closed their doors today also as part of a three-day demonstration calling for increased government funding. Rebecca Fleury, founder of Smart Steps, spoke earlier on today's 9 till noon show while en route to Dublin.
We're on the bus here now from Donegal, just coming into Dublin. We're just fed up. We're tired. We're exhausted. I spoke to a colleague of mine here on the bus. You know, we have families ourselves. We don't have a minute to ourselves with our family. You know, we didn't get into childcare to sacrifice time with our own children. There's not enough money for staff to get the pay they deserve. And we want to see that change because our staff are wonderful and we want to make sure that they're supported.
Is it your belief that the department and the government takes your professionalism as seriously as they should?
No, well, what's happening is, you know, they are introducing pay scales for the sector and this is a great thing to see. It's long overdue. The problem is that they're fighting, you know, SHIP2 and the organisations are fighting for higher wages of, you know, 15% increases this year, whereas the government's only willing to put up core funding by 3.5%. I mean, it doesn't add math there. It doesn't add up. How are we supposed to improve paying conditions for staff without losing out our services suffering funding for quality childcare provision?
Long-awaited works have commenced to upgrade the Illies Water Treatment Plant. Ishke Aran is to invest €8 million in the treatment plant. The works will modernise the current water treatment processes and once operational, the upgraded water treatment plant will improve drinking water quality, increase capacity while ensuring compliance with the current drinking water regulations. Councillor Terry Crossan, Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, has welcomed the works.
I was contacted last week by Irish Water and they made me aware that these works were about to begin. Now, they have been, as I said, long awaited, and I hope that this helps to make a big improvement for the users and consumers in that general area and throughout other parts of Inishowen. So it has to be greatly and widely welcomed.
The Army Ranger Wing has boarded and taken control of a container ship off the coast of Cork as the investigation into a major drug seizure off the Wexford coast continues. The Irish Naval Service and Air Corps also took part in the operation off the coast of Ballycotton. A search of the vessel will take place at Merino Point in Cork Harbour. Irish Times Southern correspondent Barry Roach outlines what is known about the container ship.
The 190-metre-long Panamanian-registered cargo, bulk cargo carrier that left the Caribbean on the 18th of August, but where it's been since then isn't quite clear. It left the port of Williamstad in Curacao, Dutch protectorate. I think they've lost power at some stage over the weekend off the southeast coast, and there was also a medical evacuation of one of the crew members there on Monday night by Rescue 117 from Waterford.
Gardaí are investigating a spate of thefts and burglaries in Donegal over the past week. Businesses and properties were targeted in Letterkenny, Drumkeen and Carndonagh. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The first in Drumnahoe, Letterkenny, took place at a business premises between 7 o'clock on Monday, September 18th and 10 to 5 the following morning. The business is situated on the outbound lane of the N56, where there are ongoing roadworks between the Dry Arch and Polestar roundabouts. The front PVC door was damaged and entry was gained. A cash box containing a sum of money was taken from the office. Meanwhile, in Trentaboy, Drumkeen, a number of business premises were entered by three men. It happened between 9:45 and 11:45 midnight on Tuesday, September 19th. Motor vehicle batteries were stolen. And at Gortlarry, Carndonagh, a black Volkswagen Golf was stolen with registration number AK52HLM. The owner of the car had parked it in the area on the 4th of September and realised it was no longer there when they went to collect it yesterday. Anyone with information about any of these incidents or with dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and the Donegal CCC have confirmed the fixture details for this weekend's knockout championship games. Two senior quarterfinals will be played on Saturday and Sunday. Glen Swilly and McCools will be first up at the O'Donnell Park on Saturday at 4. Éirigh Ballyshannon and St Eunan's clash on Saturday evening at 7:30 under the lights at St Mary's in Convoy. On Sunday in Clohanilly, Gweedore and Ardragh will battle for a place in the last four from three. And then Neve Connell and Kilcare will go head-to-head from 3:30 and Fintra in Killybegs. We'll have live coverage from all four of those senior championship quarterfinals this coming weekend here on Highland. It's also semi-final weekend in the Intermediate Championship, and both games will be played at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. On Saturday at 12 noon, Termon will face Downings, while on Sunday, Fanad Gaels and Mallon throws in at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m. Both of those games, as we said, taking place at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. It is, of course, also Junior Championship semi-final weekend as well. One on Saturday and one on Sunday. Connolly Park will host Neve Padraig, Muff and Mavilla at 3 o'clock on Saturday in an all-Inishowen affair. And then Killygordon will play host to Convoy and Narossa, and that one starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. There's a full list of fixtures for the championship in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Now, the Republic of Ireland take on Hungary in their second Group C1 match in the Women's Nations League later. The girls in green are in Budapest to take on a side that drew with Albania in their first match. Ireland come in off the back of a dominant 3-0 win at home against Northern Ireland. Donegal's Tyler Toland and Amber Bard are both in the Irish squad. Kickoff is at 6:30. Elsewhere in the group tonight, Northern Ireland are facing Albania. Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson has said tonight's League Cup third round tie with Manchester United isn't high on his list of priorities. They've had mixed results at the start of the Premier League season, with two wins, two draws and two defeats so far. Hodgson says he's unsure of how many changes he'll make to his team at Old Trafford.
Well, it's a difficult risk assessment job, and I've never been particularly good at those risk assessment jobs. And furthermore, you made the point, Premier League, is it more important to a club like Crystal Palace than the Carabao Cup? Unfortunately, it is.
That one kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight. Also, Burnley are away to Salford City, while Wolves go to Ipswich Town and Exeter host Luton Town. Mansfield entertain Peterborough, Bradford take on Middlesbrough, and Port Vale versus Sutton United is at Vale Park. All those games start at 7:45. Up in Scotland, Anthony Ralston has signed a new four-year contract at Celtic, which will keep him with the Scottish Premiership champions until at least the end of the 2027 season. He's made 90 appearances for the first team after graduating through the Parkhead Academy. It's a big week in golf. Shane Lowry will play in his second Ryder Cup this week at the Marco Simone Golf Club in Rome. Shane, of course, showed plenty of emotion on his Ryder Cup debut at Whistling Straits in America, but said it will be important to control his emotions this time around.
Obviously, it feels a lot different because I've been here before, been in the environment and all that. Also, this is my first home Ryder Cup, so yeah, it's going to be a lot different. You have to control your emotions out there. You don't want to get your emotions get the better of you. I think in Whistling Straits, letting out emotion kind of had to get you, you needed that to get you going because there was no fans to cheer you on. So we'll see how this week goes, but that's kind of in my head what I'm thinking about this week so far.
Katie Taylor says she can't wait to get back in the ring in Dublin. The Bray boxer was in the capital today ahead of a rematch with Chantel Cameron later this year. 2012 Olympic champion Taylor lost when they met in May, the only defeat in her professional career. She says she's raring to go.
Great to have another chance to fight at home. And obviously the first time didn't go my way. It wasn't the homecoming that I wanted to have, but I have a chance to rectify things and feeling very, very blessed to have a second chance at this, and not every fighter has this has a chance of a rematch and has this opportunity. So I'm very, very grateful, and yeah, I'm excited for what's to come.
The wins keep coming for Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall after a success at Down Royal yesterday. He followed that up with a win in Cork today on the 10-5 race. He was on board 8-1 shot Help Me Out, which cruised to victory for trainer William McCreary, and McMonagall once again back in the winner's enclosure. In cricket, Ireland and England's one-day international in Bristol has been abandoned due to rain. It means England have won the three-match series 1-0. And finally, nominations have now officially opened for the 2023 Donegal Sports Star Awards. There is an earlier deadline of Friday the 27th of October for schools' nominations. The non-school deadline for all other nominations is later, Friday the 24th of November. Nominations are to be sent to info@donegalsportsstarawards.ie and attach any relevant images and video footage. More details, of course, can be found on their social media channels. The 2023 awards will take place in the Mount Airigo Hotel on Friday the 27th of January. There you go, that's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally in news, three Donegal Gardaí have been praised for their actions in rescuing a young man from the water in the early hours of September the 17th. They've been described as the ultimate team. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Shortly after 3 a.m. on Sunday, September 17th, Gardaí on overnight duty in Buncrana received a call from a young woman in distress. Her friend had just entered the water at shorefront. Garda Keith Conlon, Garda Deirdre Conley and student Garda Tara McGrory raced to the beach, where they were met by a number of young people extremely frantic. Despite the night's darkness, freezing cold water and being entirely unaware of the depth of the water, Garda Conlon and Garda Conley entered while student Garda McCrory remained on the shore, shining her torch in their direction. They managed to locate the young man quite some distance from the shore and brought him safely back to land, where Garda colleagues and a unit from Donegal Fire Service were waiting. The man was medically assessed and brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. He is believed to be recovering well.
Weather now, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some possibly heavy and thundery moving in this evening. Showers will be isolated tonight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A 23-year-old man has been given bail with strict conditions charged in connection with a hit and run which killed a 9-year-old boy in Donegal. It happened in Bundoran on Saturday night. This year's cost of living package in the budget will be smaller than last year. The public expenditure minister says he won't know the final figure until closer to October the 10th. A number of Donegal childcare providers closed their doors today as part of a 3-day demonstration calling for increased government funding. Thousands of providers, staff and parents wore orange as they marched in the Dáil this afternoon, calling for government intervention in the budget. And long-awaited works have commenced to upgrade the Illies Water Treatment Plant. Uisce Éireann is to invest €8 million in the treatment plant. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, September the 26th. The death has taken place of Mary Gillespie, Mary Wiley, Nae McFadden, Cosh Clady Bumbeg, originally of Glenthornan, Dunluce. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow on Thursday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rosary nightly at 8 p.m. House private from 9 o'clock each night and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass on Friday morning in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sarah Sally Lynch, St Colmkill Village and formerly Bally Argus Redcastle. Her remains will be reposing at St Colmkill Village Oratory tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Removal from there on Thursday evening at 6:30, going to St Columbus Church Strong to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcn.tv. The death has taken place of Paddy McGinley, Hillhead Ardra. His remains will repose at his residence until 10 o'clock tonight and from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 12 noon Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. Paddy's funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Grace Anne McGarvey, Nae Sweeney, Ballyness, Falcarra. Grace Anne's remains are reposing at her home in Ballyness. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. House is private each evening after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass at 12 noon on Thursday at St Finian's Church, Falcarra, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Directors and Embalmers Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Lexi McCluskey, 91 Ardnamoyle Park, Shantallow. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 o'clock for 12:30 Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in St John the Baptist Cemetery, Carrigart, County Donegal. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Sinead McLaughlin, Nae Monteith, 4 Hillview, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her residence until 9 o'clock tonight. House private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from her residence tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Coast Guard Search and Rescue Helicopter 118, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Michael McFadden, Kilalt and Ardsbeg, Gortahork. His remains are reposing at Sally Brennan's residence in Ardsbeg, Gortahork. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary at 8 o'clock. House private after rosary and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Professor Paul McKevitt Moville. Paul's remains are reposing at the home of his mother, Rose Ballinally Moville. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. The death has taken place of Kathleen McFadden, 270 Bridge End, Remelton. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the orthopaedic ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Mary Ferry, née McAvoy, Ballymacool Upper, Letterkenny, formerly of Fruit Hill Park, Belfast, reposing at her late residence today until 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to Hillcrest House Residents Comfort Fund, Letterkenny, or the Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.